Hi Tony, it's Kim Waters from Scienteasers. I am here to discuss your email and the definition of opinion and what I feel about it. I feel if people understand what an opinion actually was and how much power it holds, then people would reconsider getting into a serious discussion where an opinion is used. It is important to be educated and not only have the education, but it's important to use it to formulate how you think and what you believe. I think everyone should read this article, then they wouldn't be so quick to judge, but quick to listen. We have two ears and one mouth, so that's got to tell us something about how important listening is in forming opinions. You need to listen to other people, and you need to listen to maybe people that know more about the subject than you do, and that way you can change your opinion or keep your opinion the way it is, and it will actually be a valid opinion. I like the article because it said that opinions can change. As you listen to other people and you realize that the opinion you have formulated through your own biases and your own education might not be entirely correct, and people need to not be so prideful and be open to the idea of changing their own opinion. It is important because then you don't look stupid when you're wrong. And you can actually admit when you're wrong, which is a big deal, and because it's hard for people to admit they're wrong. I know it's hard for myself to admit I'm wrong, but when someone else is right, they're right, and you need to be able to change your opinion or critique your opinion or tweak it a little so that your own opinion makes more sense. Critical thinking is important to the physics problem-solving method because solving problems are not just regurgitating information. Anybody can regurgitate information, but if you actually learned the concept behind the problem, you'll be able to show that through your work. And the problem-solving method allows you to show that you understand the concept. To actually solve a problem with a diagram, reasoning, and solution, you need to understand the problem and the concept. To understand the concept, you need to be able to be a critical thinker, because if you can critically think, you can break down the concept and analyze it in every part. You can analyze the basis of the concept, and then that way you can understand the concept as a whole without being able to critically think and analyze the concept. You're not going to understand it. A formal training in the physics problem-solving method produces more successful people because that is what Tony wants us to believe. No, he actually has some validity to this statement. It produces successful people because these people have the capability of looking at problems in life or in their work with a critical mind. They can solve any problem with little thought and by following with a little thought and by following the steps in the problem-solving method. Huge problems can be broken down and confronted in an organized fashion, and any person with the skills of problem-solving is going to be a huge asset to any company and therefore be successful. The problem-solving method is just a huge tool to have in life. You're faced every day with problems. Some are big, some are small, and being able to break a problem down and conquer it step by step is a huge thing. It just makes life easier, and you don't get overwhelmed, and problems can just easily be solved that way. And I feel if anybody can do that, they're going to be successful in anything they try at. A personal experience I had was when a friend did not use the agreed-upon definition of opinion. Yeah, definitely she did not. Was one evening after going out with a bunch of friends, we all came back to my place, and we made popcorn and sat around, and we were discussing meaningful things. Actually, we like to do that. I know, big shock, right? But they were pretty controversial topics. We like to talk about religion a lot because we all have different viewpoints on religion, and I mean, we're all really good friends, but we all had different religious backgrounds and all that stuff. So, some of us are still religious, others are not, and so we all like to get together and talk about it, because we all know, like, no matter what each other's opinions are or what each other believes, we're all still gonna be friends, which is really cool to have like a group of friends like that. So, one evening we had made popcorn and we were just sitting around and discussing religion, and we actually got into like stem cell research a little bit too. And of course, we were talking about boys. But the topic of abortion came up, and kind of like when life is first considered life, I guess you could say. And my friend and I got in a really heated conversation about conception and life and all of that stuff. And she had absolutely no fact to back up her side. I'm hugely, hugely, hugely pro-life. I believe firmly that life begins at conception. A lot of people, they don't believe that, and I do. And my friend, she didn't believe conception. And so we got in a very heated conversation about it, but her opinion had no real scientific validity to back it up. I mean, any argument she said to me, I had an argument right back that had actual scientific basis to it. And so it was a really difficult conversation because I was just not getting through to her at all. It just wasn't making sense. She just wouldn't budge. And it was really frustrating because I felt like my opinion was more accurate than hers. I don't know, I might have more to learn about this subject, but again, when life really starts is a huge controversy. Even today, I mean, it's left up to pretty much what you believe. But if I did want to get in a discussion about it with you, Tony, it's pretty important to me. I feel that life begins at conception, and if you want to get into a discussion about it, I'd be glad to. So that was just a personal experience that I had where a friend of mine did not use the agreed upon definition of opinion, and it was actually really frustrating. So if we could get the rest of the world to read this damn article and understand what opinions are, then maybe conversations wouldn't get so heated like they are today. But that's pretty much it, and I will see you in class.